The content of this podcast should not be considered financial or investment advice. All interviews and discussions are opinions only, and the podcast has been created without taking into consideration the listener's financial objectives, financial situation, or needs. Listeners should obtain independent advice before making any financial decisions. Hi, this is Barry Fitzgerald, Garen Perro columnist for Stockhead. Welcome to another edition of the Explorers Podcast. Today we are catching up with David Williams. David is Executive Chairman of Thompson Resources, that is Thompson without the P, and it trades under the code TMZ or Tango Mike Zulu. Thompson last traded at 8.3 cents for an undiluted market cap of about 25 million. That doesn't sound like much, but it's worth pointing out that you could have had as many of the shares as you wanted at 0.3 cents a share back in March. I guess that makes Thompson a 27 bagger since March. More to the point though, is that the share price gain reflects the recapitalization and rejuvenation of the company. It has gone from a sleepy existence in recent years to become one of the more active juniors in New South Wales and Queensland, with projects taking in gold, silver, copper and tin. If there is a common element to the projects, it is their historic credentials, which goes to the saying, the best place to find a mine is next to an old one. For gold in particular, exploring for high-grade extensions in and around gold mines in WA and Victoria has been a winning formula in recent times. So it'll be interesting to hear what David has to say about the company's prospects, particularly the gold ones. There has literally been an announcement from Thompson each week about additions to the portfolio, progress with its drilling programs, and all that is about it getting busier than ever to build on its 27-bagger status since March. Now, with that, I'm going to say good day to David. Hi, David. Welcome to the podcast, and thanks for your time today.
Good day. Thanks, Barry. Yeah, no, nice to be here.
Great. Now, it'd be great, David, if we could start out with you telling us a bit about yourself and the technical team you've got at Thompson.
Yeah. So, look, I've been around the place. I've done lots of different things, particularly in the resources sector and in oil and gas sector over the last sort of 20 years or so. Running ASX companies, whether as executive chairman or managing director. So probably the last one that was most significantly involved in was Marmota, which is well and truly in the news these days for chasing gold in South Australia. But that's enough about me. So our main technical person is Owen Rothery, and Owen actually set up, he was inaugural MD of Thompson Resources right back in 2010. Right. Where they very much were focused on the Thompson Fold Belt in New South Wales, and Owen continues with us today, more focused now on the technical side as I've become more involved in the corporate side and capital market side and promoting the company. So Owen is very well credentialed, very experienced in the New South Wales area and in our Lachlan Fold Belt projects particularly, but you know, just in general as a geologist. And then the third member of the team is Richard Wilson, who sort of brings in the corporate governance and financial side of it. So we're pretty lean and mean at the moment, but I don't think we'll be lean and mean next year because we really have embarked on a very active program, and you know, that's really just been hitting its straps in the November and our current month, but it's going to continue on in 2021. For as far as I can see it, and so I think we'll be looking to sort of build on that team to work on those projects going forward.
Right. Okay, great stuff. Now, I mentioned Thompson has gone from being a sleepy explorer to being super active and, importantly, funded at the same time now. Now, lots of projects to look at, but let's group them into the three key regions, New South Wales Lachlan Fold Belt, New South Wales New England Fold Belt, and way up in far north Queensland, we've got the Chiligo project. Let's start with the Lachlan Fold Belt, a mix of gold and tin. The flagship project there looks to be Yalgoggin, where you are now into a phase two drilling program. What have you got there and what are you hoping to find?
Yeah, look, the whole locked and fold belt and the focus on the Gulf actually came out of the work we were doing with the Baigu Tin Project. And I'll come back to that. So that's just an aside, which we shouldn't forget about that. But around that was Harry Smith. And as we see a lot in this area, tin and gold almost sort of go hand in hand or transition across. And work with drilling programs were conducted by the company 2017, 2018, thereabouts on Harry Smith. And that's where we sort of started to get some pretty impressive drill intersections. So, you know, one of those holes in 2018 was 54 metres at 1 gram per tonne, but that included 9 metres at 9 grams per tonne from 38 metres. But we've only drilled about just under 1,400 metres at that. So that was the primary focus. But as part of the regeneration of Thompson from that sleepy, quiet holder of a tin project into where it is today, we looked at expanding the gold portfolio. I'm always one that has said, and I will continue to say, gold is good. And I always like to have gold in the portfolio. And we then looked a bit further north and were able to acquire the Yalgoggran project. And once we started to know we were going to get some funding in the middle of this year, we then set about a drill program at Harry Smith and Yalgoggran. And the primary focus was going to be on Harry Smith. But the weather gods were against us, and we couldn't get on to Harry Smith, but we were able to get on to Yalgoggran for a limited program. And that's what we drilled in July. Mm-hmm. And that's where, again, we got some fairly impressive results from that drilling on our bursted boulder project, where we picked up 5 meters at 10.3 grams per ton, and over on the Shelley's side, we picked up 2 meters at 7.5 grams per ton from 34 meters, and at Cherry Tree, 9 meters at 0.8 of a gram per ton, and that was sort of in fairly limited circumstances. So, I'd have to say that Harry Smith is actually our prime gold project, and the drilling rig, which is just finishing today a follow-up phase two program at Yalgoggran, will then be moving to Harry Smith to start probably on Saturday with a drill program to look to see how we can expand that resource, because the prospect, because it looks like we've got at least an 800 metre strike there. And again, we're seeing working around those historic workings, and coming back to that point you made earlier, it's always good to go to somewhere where they've worked before, because you know the gold is there. Mm. And so we'll work that up, and we'll see what the results are from this drilling we're doing at Yalgoggran. That also, of course, led us to then say, well, let's really get serious about it. And you would have seen that announcement a few months ago, where we set about pegging a whole lot more land around both Yalgoggran and Harry Smith, so that we can follow what we're finding in these drill programs beyond what those existing tenements are. And, you know, I always like to have that bit of acreage around so that we can follow what we're seeing, and we don't end up being constrained by a, pocket handkerchief-sized tenement.
Mm.
So look, that's where we're focusing on with the gold, and obviously later on in the new year, once those other tenements are granted, we've got some other prospects in there, and we've got further prospects in the Yalgoggran project that, with the crops coming off at the moment, we'll get back into those in the new year and look to drill them.
Mm. If you could, just whereabouts are they in relation to towns in New South Wales?
Well,
Well, the easiest way to describe it is that with Harry's Smith, which is just next to the Baiyu Tin Project, that's around Ardlethan.
Right.
So if you can visualise Ardlethan and basically then sort of move a little bit to the southeast and to the north, you've got it.
Yeah. Okay. A lot of Victorians would know that. It used to be the way to get to the Gold Coast if you were driving. So,
yeah, well, I suppose they're all rediscovering that again now. They're allowed out of the state.
No, this is true. This is true.
Can't say that for South Australia.
No, good luck with all that. Now, New England, Horton's Gold Project looks an interesting one, and I see you've been busy in the silver space up there. Tell us about Horton's and this assemblage of silver projects and properties you've putting together.
Yeah, well, look, I'll just close up on the gold theme with Horton's, and then I'll roll into the silver. So again, in looking at building up this portfolio, we got the opportunity to acquire the Horton's project from a company that's actually become one of our more significant shareholders, Syndicate Minerals. And again, it was all part and parcel of the looking to have counter-seasonal projects that we could work on. You know, typically down the Lachlan Fold Belt, a lot of cropping country, rain during the winter and so on, can get hard to do the work. So we'll come on to it later on with Chiligo. That was part of the reason for looking to acquire Chiligo, but also part of the reason with Horton's, which is right at that northeastern corner of New South Wales. And Horton's has got some pretty impressive historical drill holes in it. And when you look at it, 30 metres at 8.6 grams per tonne, 67 metres at 3.8 grams per tonne, and so the list goes on, and they're all within 100 metres. So, that's just the main focus on the Horton's prospect, but within that tenement there are a series of other prospects that have been identified and which we'll sort of look to get after. The strongest one is Surface Hill, which is just down north of Horton's and moving up. But there's a number of other prospects there that you can see that just in itself you could start to develop quite a nice gold resource. But sort of having then looked at all the gold and they're all at a level of an early stage and perhaps a smaller size, it was, well, how can we take the company to the next level? And, as you pointed out, we started earlier this year. We're in that position of $2 to $3 million market cap with no money, no activity, not much of a story, to building it up with getting some money in the middle of the year, building up the projects, doing some drilling, getting it up to that level of sort of $5 to $6 million market cap, but it's much harder to sort of move it from beyond that. So how do we stay within precious metals, which is our focus, stay within Australia and particularly the eastern seaboard, but get a project or projects that are a lot more advanced that can therefore take our help us take our market cap to another level? And we already had a relationship with Silver Mines. They'd entered into a farming agreement with one of our tenements called Havilah, which is in and amongst their Bowden Silver Project. And someone suggested to us, well, have you thought about silver? Look what silver's doing. And have you thought about talking to Silver Mines, which have got Webbs and Conrad that they can't really focus on and probably aren't even getting the recognition or the value from the market on? And so long story short, we had discussions with Silver Mines and we've entered into an agreement to acquire those projects. And that was just in November that we signed that agreement, early November, and we're right in the midst of due diligence work on that at the moment and scrubbing it down and seeing what we've got and where we can take it. And so on completion of that, which will happen in that first quarter of 2021, I'd expect that, we're then sitting there with two significant silver projects and being able to take that forward and then being able to present to investors a silver play.
Mm. Yeah, and when silver moves, it tends to generate a lot of excitement.
It seems at the moment, and I think a lot of that is because there's not a lot of opportunities to invest in a silver play. I mean, yeah. This is like the companies producing silver, but that's often ancillary to the main purpose of what they're mining. But there's not many investment opportunities out there where you can invest in silver almost directly.
Yeah, very true. Okay. And now up in Queensland, Chilligo.
So I think I touched on Chilligo as I was looking for something that that was counter-seasonal. Mm. And I knew of the Chilligo projects because Thompson had looked at it before. The previous board and hadn't taken it further for various reasons and went back to the to Bacchus, who were the holder of the tenements, and said, well, look, can we have can we revisit actually acquiring that from you? And again, long story short, they were happy to do that, and so we proceeded to close that close the acquisition agreement, and because I was mindful of the wet season coming up, I managed to get into the agreement that we could go and do some preliminary exploration there prior to completion if we wanted to, and so that's what we've done. We've just been doing a soil auger program. Auger drilling program up there at a series of prospects. 10 anomalies that we've been testing,
right.
In order to add to a number of prospects we've already identified for RC drilling programs in the at the end of the wet, so in the start of the dry in the new year, and to sort of build that up. Now, predominantly again, they are gold. Mm. And it's in an area where, most people will sort of know of the King Vole and Mungan and Red Dome mines, which are more polymetallic, and that tends to be the focus. But when you come over to that sort of southwest side, you get a lot more of gold plays here ones like Wandu and Empire, which have got small deposits there and looking to take them forward. But this portfolio package we have is quite extensive, and it actually ranges from that gold prospectivity down there in the sort of central and the southern parts up to the northern parts where we're getting closer to King Vole, where you're actually getting quite an experience of copper up there. And there's the guys were doing their auger drilling. They actually picked up some rocks from the old lava rock workings, and you could see visible, not visible copper, but the lead in and a key to that there will be copper there. So it starts actually also having the potentiality of bringing copper into the portfolio, and copper's doing all right at the moment as well.
That's very true. So that's auger drilling program. That's all about defining targets for a drill program. Roughly, when do you see getting on the ground there with a rig?
Look, I was going to say, you know, previously I was going to say, oh, well, yeah, that'll be a start of the dry. But we've got so many drilling, so much drilling lined up, it'll probably be well into the dry. So it'll probably be April, May, I think, in 2021. And the reason I say that is, you know, as I mentioned, we're just in the process of doing Yale Gogren and Harry Smith at the moment. When we get into the start of, in the first quarter of 2021, we then want to do a resource drilling for the Baigu Tin Project and to do some further drilling on the Bald Hills tin target that we had. We know that we'll have then follow-up drilling at Harry Smith and Yale Gogren, both from this drilling programs we're doing at the moment, plus in the case of Yale Gogren, further drilling targets. And from there, we then want to get up to do some drilling at Webb's and Conrad silver projects once we've completed. So, you know, they're likely to be around that sort of March, April time, as well as do Hortons around that time and do some drilling at both on the Hortons prospect, but also some of these other prospects like Surface Hill. So when you stack all that, and then we can progress on up into Queensland, but when you sort of stack all that up together, you see you're very quickly, well, you're into April, May.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think, yeah, because Chiller goes at the end of the run north, it'll probably be around about May. But, you know, we'll start getting those assays and analysis from the auger program over the next number of weeks, and as we pull that together, we'll be able to then pull together well, this is what we're finding, this is what our program will be, and so investors will be able to go along with that journey of what we're looking to do there.
Okay. And one that piqued my interest was this big land package around South 32's Cannington silver, lead, zinc mine. What's the story there?
Yeah, well, again, as we were in negotiations with Silver Mines on the Webbs and Conrad, and because we're already in Queensland, now we're just thinking about silver. So we started looking around, and we thought, well, the obvious area, obvious place to get into is in and around that Cannington area, and we came across a bit there that had what's called the Brumby prospect, and we thought, well, that looks not dissimilar to a Cannington. It's one of those discrete magnetic highs, and look, that might be worth having a look at. And so we pegged it, and we announced, oh, you know, this is the start of our silver journey. I should say, the more we look at it, the more it looks like a quite a strong copper play as opposed to a silver play, but that's an aside. Mm-hmm. But what it did was that one of our new and growing shareholders, Bull Equities, saw that and contacted me and said, oh, look, you know, you mightn't be aware, but we've got this land that we pegged on the northern border of Cannington, and you know, the bits and pieces of it go to the north and to the south. And I said, oh, so you pegged it, because we looked at that and said, damn, we missed pegging it. So we very quickly sort of entered into an agreement with them, and in fact, complete that shortly. But look, that's a bit about, one, it's the silver play, and there's a number of silver projects in that area, and polymetallic, but particularly with focus on the silver, going up that line up north. And, you know, it would be good to have two major project areas that we've got under our belt, silver project areas under our belt, you know, coupled with the Webbs and Conrads in the New England Fold Belt, but then to come up to this Cloncurry area. And so we really wanted to start getting a presence there given that we've built up our presence in Queensland with the Chiligo project, to say, well, look, we're here and we're serious and we're interested.
Yeah, good. Okay, David. Well, thanks for that rundown on the rejuvenated Thompson today. Obviously, lots and lots to look out for in coming months. So best of luck with it all. So have a good day and cheers.
Thank you very much, Barry. Nice talking to you.